As the scriptures say, the gifts are irrevocable. The thing that is the scary thing for me is that I could do gifting void of his anointing.
I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi, family. Welcome to this week's what's going to be really an exceptional episode of Live Your Best Life with, of course, me, Liz Wright. And my friend joining me for today's conversation is somebody that I love and respect. He is the spiritual director of Bethel College in Redding, California. He's a true friend of Holy Spirit, and he and Holy Spirit together are literally equipping world changers to host the glory, host the presence of God, walk in intimacy with Jesus, intimacy and partnership with Holy Spirit to change culture, impact lives. He's so empowering. You're going to be so encouraged today by his beautiful, pure heart and his true relationship with Holy Spirit. And I get the privilege of being able to do our annual conference alongside him and Dr. Brian Simmons and Katie Souza and Jackie Baker, where we literally get 3 days together where it's just all about Jesus. We sit at his feet and with all of our hearts, and every year he just crashes in with his presence and takes over. So if you want to join us, you are welcome. Just jump onto the website, lizwright.org, and grab a ticket and come and be with us, because it's going to be beautiful and life-changing. Anyway, with all of that said, I get the privilege of being able to have the conversation today with amazing Richard Gordon. Richard, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Liz. What a privilege to be with you. And I am so excited for that Encounter conference. Yeah. You know, last year, one of my favorite moments, I remember being on the ground with you, Dr. Brian Simmons, and Katie Souza, and Wes, and we were just under the power of the Holy Spirit on the ground. And I remember Katie crawls over to me and she says in my ear, she says, "Richard," as Katie does, "it's time for metal miracles." It's like, this lady's crazy. And then metal miracles just started breaking out. Yeah. And out of nowhere, Katie whips out a metal detector and she starts swiping people and being like, "The metal's gone, the metal's gone." I was like, wow. So I'm really looking forward to it. I'm bringing a group of about 40 people along with me because I have this belief, Liz, and you do it with your community. It's kind of amazing. Is I think that God, the temple of God today, is not just a place, but it's a company of people. Living stones that come together. And when these living stones come together in unity and connectedness with a vision to host Jesus, the dwelling place comes on earth. It's in Ephesians, it says, let me actually just go there. In Ephesians, it is just one of, it's like I'm captivated by it at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very, very powerful. Revelation that's coming from Jesus, isn't it, to show us his plan, his passion.
You've done it with your, honestly, your community. I say to my team all the time, what Liz has built, it's not just a group of people, it's like a unity, a gathering of people that are unified in the Spirit. And then when you gather, even on those Zoom calls, when you gather, it's like we all rise. And in Ephesians, it says this in chapter 2, verse 19, "Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus himself, the cornerstone. And in him, the whole building is joined together and rises, becoming a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his spirit. And
Oof.
I'm just like, let's go.
Yes.
It just gets
Yes.
me more excited about a gathering
Yeah.
of people that are hungry to unite like living stones, and
Yeah.
then we become the dwelling place of God.
Yeah, on earth, and everything changes. I know. And just to be able to do that together, to experience him together, to gather around his glory, his manifest presence, that it's all about him, and he fills us and expresses through us and brings us into that perfect experience of oneness with him, you know, where we just get to love him and love others and shine and be immersed in him. It's like there's no greater experience, is there? This is our life now. And yeah, no, I know I have a real passion in our international mentoring community. It's everyone's passion. We just want to be with him and be with each other and live in the reality that we are living stones. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Okay, that brings me on to, I wanted to share with you, Rich, and to all of you guys out there. When I was sitting with Jesus earlier saying, "What do you want Rich and I to talk about today, Jesus?" I felt Holy Spirit's yearning to be known by us. It's like an invitation to go even more deeply into the awareness of Holy Spirit, who he is, and our friendship with him. And you walk this way, Rich. You know, you do, and the fruit is evident of the one that you love with all your heart, because he shows up when you speak, you know, and when you're there, because you're just, your focus is him. So I wanted to ask you, like, how you know Holy Spirit, who you know him to be.
You ever bought like a whole lifetime?
Can you? No, huge subject.
First time I walked into the church, I was 17 with an orange mohawk, and people were singing, and it was in the company of believers and their sound and unity singing that something inside this little 17-year-old boy said, this whole thing has to be real. And but it was a more conservative church. It was 104-year-old. But it was, I met Libby, my wife, and well, she wasn't my wife when I met her, but it was in meeting her. She was the first spirit-filled person, and she really was like an angel walking. And she would put her hand on people, and their bodies would get well. She would look at people in the eyes and know details about their lives. She would be in a conversation, and the whole conversation would change to things about God just because she was there. She would tell me about how she would lay on her back and she would commune with God, and God would hover over her for 8 hours, and she would talk with God. She would tell me stories of how she'd get lifted up into the heavens, and she would see living creatures, and she'd see angels. And I remember the first time I met this lady, I thought she was, I'd never met anyone like her, you know? She was a window into the more of God. And I'd say this book leads us to a person. And that person is Jesus, and that person is the Holy Spirit, and the person is the Father. And the person of the Holy Spirit is not a force.
Right,
It's a
person.
person. And he is just like, he's become my best friend after being introduced to him through this, you know, amazing woman who's now become my wife and the mother of our two babies. I got a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. And I feel like, just like her, I feel like we've been married 15 years, and it feels like I'm discovering her every year again and again. She just gets better and better because she's a person. And I feel the same with the Holy Spirit. He's a person, and I get to discover him. And every year that I'm with him, he just gets better and better and better. And my friends tease me because I'll run these, I'll have these glory meetings, like we're gonna have this, and I'll leave, drunk, and I'll crawl out and I'll say, "That was the best meeting ever." And they come to me, they're like, "Rich, it's always the best meeting ever, but it feels that way when we're with in the manifest presence of God, like the glory, because it's always so fresh, so unique, so faceted." And I would say, like with the Holy Spirit, whenever I spend time with them, it's never, what's the word? It's never boring.
Never.
And you said this, you said you introduced me as a friend of God. I would say that's the, that would be like the dream. You talk about you have the favor of man, which means you get opportunities, doors open up for you, people invite you, or they like a team will come around you, all that type of stuff. The favor of man, that can be stewarded, that can be worked at, that can be, but the favor of God, you can't, like that stuff, you can't buy that.
No.
You can't. And the way I describe the favor of God, it's, or being a friend of God, is like when you show up, he shows up too.
That's what's so evident in your life, Rich, that
It's
just undone, right? It's the fruit of the relationship is what's so impacting, because you just live authentically in this on the inside in a very simple way before him, and he comes, and the realm of miracles that opens up. So I wanted to ask you if you can do this, because I think it's super helpful for empowering people in the body of Christ to kind of hear the language of our interior life. Like when you're stewarding a relationship with him, when you're in a meeting in that realm, like you just did the huge event in Brazil,
Yes.
and that realm of the miracles, which is the fruit of Holy Spirit's presence, begins to move in a room and people's lives are radically changed. The miracles start to pour out. What's going on for you
Wow.
internally in that moment? Can you language that?
I'll take you behind the curtain.
Oof, I love it, because this is the real stuff of walking in the spirit, isn't it?
So the context of that event, and then I'll juxtapose it with others, is I'm in a stadium, 50,000 people, and a lot more watching a national TV in Brazil. And I get up and I start to minister, and a realm starts to open up. And when I say a realm, in Ephesians 2, it talks about how we are seated in heavenly place. No, it says places. So it's like this realm, this like this place, this heavenly place starts to open up. A lot of like where Liz, you've got access into heavenly places. And so when you show up in a room, it's like you become a window and a door for those heavenly places to start manifesting. So I step in and I realize I'm a doorway, I'm a gateway. And so I start to what's quite interesting, I'm that like a big event, I'm not doing anything different to when I'm doing a kids event. And so I am just releasing what Christ has put inside of me. I'm just releasing that, and then this realm starts to open up. It could be 50,000 people, it could be 20 kids, it could be one on one. And then there's so now I'm externally processing. So I haven't, this isn't like, which is quite fun with a friend. But it's almost like there's this almost hooked to try perform and do well and achieve what you think the people want. And that will only lead to a display of your gifting.
That's huge.
And gifting is irrevocable, the scriptures say, meaning I had these intimate moments with Jesus, and in those intimate moments, my father, my best friend, my Lord, he gives me a gift. That gift is not going to get taken away. And so there's a gift on my life for the miraculous. There's a gift on my life for prophecy. There's a gift on my life for leadership, whatever. Like, those are gifts that were given me. Those, they're not going to get taken away. As the scriptures say, the gifts are irrevocable. The thing that is the scary thing for me is that I could do gifting void of his anointing. And so there is this almost like, if you're in I'll take you in those bigger corporate contexts, there's this pull of almost the people and of your internal man saying, I want to achieve, do well, of like, okay, what do the people want, and what would look like success? And if I lean into that alone, what I'll produce is my gifting. And so then I give them my gifting, and it can look good, it can look great, and it can get results. And but the dream is where I'm able to silence my heart a little bit. I'm able to silence the noise of trying to achieve, and I'm able to say, to please God, to hear him and please him. And I'll tell you how it works for me. I'm a feeler, so I move in, and I'm speaking, but I'm ministering, but I start to feel the heart of God. And as I start to feel his heart, I get moved into a place of compassion. And then my heart is moved. And as soon as I access my feeler, suddenly my eyes open up in the spirit. And then I start to see what he's doing. And when I say see, I mean it's clearer than I see you. It's because that realm in the heavens it's more real than this earthly realm. So I'm seeing it. People often ask me, like, do you see as clear as I see you? I'm like, no, it's way clearer. And so you start to see, and if I lean in to that, then suddenly I start to hear these whispers from him. And he's almost trying to draw me in. He's trying to draw me in so that we can have an intimate moment, if it's public or if it's private. And those times where I get drawn in through compassion, intimacy with them, those times I move out of gifting and into anointing, which is the same word of Christ. And that's where the exponential happens. That's where the exponential miracles will happen. That's where the exponential numbers of miracles will happen, but it doesn't come through like me trying to do well or me trying to perform my best. It comes through a surrender of me saying, okay, I'm going to surrender. And what's fascinating is no matter what level you're at, you always have to die. You always have to give it all and say, God, I'm not looking to impress the room. I'm actually looking for you. I'm looking to find you. I'm looking to find, and even if it means that, like I'm going to jeopardize looking great to follow you and find you. I remember in one of the Encounter conferences, remember you got up and you said, I feel like I'm just supposed to scrap my message. And you sat cross-legged on the stage and you just prayed. you just prayed. You started just interceding in tongues. You started praying. You started sharing from your heart. And I thought, man, people have flown from around the world to be here. Surely you, Liz, you're just going to give your best gifting to them. And I watched a woman do the same thing that I do. It's like you're met with this option. Do I give my best gifting, or do I surrender to him and lean in? And that's where that realm, it starts to open up, that heavenly atmosphere of intimacy, glory, where people don't say, "Wow, Richard, that was a you led so well. That was so, you are so anointed, Liz. You are so gifted." You're no, people point and say, "God was there.
Yeah, they
God
remember
was there.
him. They
God
remember
was there."
him. Yeah. And this is, I love how you language that. It's so important for people to hear this because this is where Holy Spirit is longing to bring all of us, isn't he? That the revelation that flows from our life is Jesus, that the ministry that manifests around us is Christ. That it's him, right, continuing his ministry through those of us that will dare to just lay down. And it's not easy. You said, there's times that, you're standing there in front of 50,000 people. And like you said, the times when I'm speaking and there's people flown in and you're so conscious of the cost. People have put time aside and spent a lot of money because they're hungry. They want to be with Jesus. And they come in and there is that pressure to take care of the needs of the people. You want to love people well. You want them to go away with something. And but that's what Jesus has been doing. He's been saying, let go. Let go. I mean, I remember one time, it was last year, one of the sessions we did in Encounter. All day I was, because I, like you, I spend time with Jesus to listen to his heart so that what I'm bringing into that moment in front of everyone is my relationship with him. Like with you, it's our authentic experience with him, isn't it? And it be in, and that's what he wants. He's like, so all day I was with him, praying for everyone, listening to him, worshiping, and all he would say was, let go. That was it. All day, nothing in the worship, nothing. Let go, let go. And I was like, okay, I just let go because all I wanted, like you, I just want Jesus to be the experience people go away with. And so I was about 5 minutes before the worship was finishing and we were starting and I was getting up on the platform and I just said, okay, Lord, well, that's it. I'll just stand up and tell people this is all the Lord's saying. And I said, I let go. And as I said it, Jesus walked in front of me in the spirit, if you remember, and he was standing right in front of me. And he said to me, put your head on my chest and let go. And so, because I collapse under the power of God, because he's standing there, Wes has to like drag me up on the platform and flop me over. Actually speak. And Jesus came, I never forget it, Rich. He came front and center. He came around me. I was speaking in a whisper, but it was him. And we caught it on camera for about 40 minutes. It was this flow of Jesus speaking. And I was like sitting down on the inside, and this is it, isn't it? It's like the experience you have. Then suddenly Holy Spirit begins to move and the miracles pop. And the revelation flows in people's lives. People begin to experience him, and yeah, it's just this is where we're going.
I actually went back and it was like 2 weeks ago, I went and listened to that YouTube clip of that your session at the Encounter conference where you did that.
Did you?
It was just like it emanated that glory.
It's
And
him.
what's fascinating is that just like the handkerchief, Paul's handkerchief carries that anointing, and then he sends it and people get healed. It can be captured. You can capture it, and the handkerchief of today is often it's that video that goes out. It's that voice note. It's that text. It's that. And I remember I was doing, I think it was at Bethel, and there was a again the worship leader was singing this high-pitched melody, and I got up to close worship and I said, "No, do that high-pitched thing again." And she must have just sat on that, And then I think I started talking about us living in an in-between place between heaven and earth, an in-between space where we pull body parts from another realm into this place, where Jesus himself, he lived in this in-between space where he was seated somewhere else, but he was here too. And this heavenly, and as we were speaking, this realm opened up.
Wow, I can
And then
feel it while you're speaking.
they captured it on a on Instagram or something. They threw it out, and then the comments blew up, and we saw so many miracles from people just watching the Instagram reel. Just the and I go back and I listen to it. It's just this and you these moments are not, they don't reveal the gifting of man. But they reveal the anointing of Christ. Oh,
Yeah, they reveal him.
my biggest fear, this is, I'd say one of my biggest fears, I always get up and I always said 50,000, or last week I did a kids meeting, there are 20 children. The power of God filled the room. And these children, 5-year-olds, 7-year-olds, 8-year-olds, just weeping for hours. It was the best. But I always get nervous, no matter the size. And people ask, like, why are you nervous? Because you've been doing this for so long. I said, no, I'm not nervous about how I'm going to deliver my gifting. I'm nervous that I would get up and it would just be great words. It would just be my excellence. And there wouldn't be that weighty presence. Like, if that weighty glory, that presence of God doesn't come, and then all I'm giving is the people is just me.
Right,
I'm like,
same.
that's not good enough.
No,
I'm
no, no,
not
no.
that great.
No, and we all are desperate for him, aren't we? Like, gone are the days of performance. Like, no, Rich, I know people will be longing to be prayed for because there's so many of us right now with sicknesses and all sorts. I would love it. Will you just release Holy Spirit and pray?
Yes. Let's just take a moment, Liz, you and me. Let's just pray in the spirit of it. Obviously, we've been sharing about Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and I feel the presence of God on me, but I don't want to move into a little bit of routine. I really just
So good.
but Holy Spirit, I just welcome you, God. I feel your presence. I don't want to use you for good meetings. God, you use us. So, God, I just welcome your presence like a handkerchief anoints these words, like a handkerchief, Paul's handkerchief that was drenched with glory, anoint this friendship between two friends that are pursuing Jesus, anoint this conversation. And God, I pray that your weight would rest upon it. And God, we just right now, we just intercede and we just tarry. God, we ask that your presence would increase in cars as people listen to this, that your presence would increase in rooms as people listen to this. And the Father is more pleased with you than you realize. He so loves you that he sent his son to die so he could have union, communion, and relationship with you. He sent his son to be broken so that your body could be made whole. He sent his son to be scorned and his son to be mocked so that even where there is betrayal in your life, there is reconciliation that is coming. Even if those that betrayed you don't come to apologize, the Father has come to wrap his arms around you to bring love and restoration. Oh, Jesus, you love us so much that you would die for us. And God, I pray right now, those that have wounds in their bodies, those that have pain in their bodies, those that have abdominal pain, those that have infertility, those that have said, oh, the doctors have said, no, you'll never be able to have children, those that have issues of numbness in the body, those that have pain in the back and the neck. God, you died. Your body was broken so that you would make us whole. And I pray right now with my dear friend, we come in agreement and we declare in Jesus' name that you would be glorified through bodies, that the manifest presence of Jesus would ripple and weight over people's bodies, over fingers, over toes, over stomachs, even over tumors just falling off and decreasing, like where there was masses or lumps in people's bodies just coming down right now. Even as I started sharing about betrayal, I just feel the Holy Spirit. I feel the presence of God. And I see the kind, kind person of the Holy Spirit taking almost daggers out of people's backs where there's been betrayal in business, betrayal in family, betrayal in friendship. And I see the Holy Spirit, the wonderful counselor, the comforter coming and just removing the pain, the pain. And I see him putting wholeness inside of a people. And I see him raising up a people that wouldn't just be whole, but would release wholeness over people and would release forgiveness over people. Oh God, even as we're praying right now, anyone listening, I want you to check your bodies out. I want you to just start testing out your wrists, your ankles, your back. There was a man that was listening to that Instagram a video I was describing while he was on the treadmill. And while he was on the treadmill, the presence of God touched him. And all the pain that was in his back and his legs all just lifted. And Jesus, we ask right now, all the pain to lift is a sign and a symbol of the risen, resurrected Christ. Oh, Jesus, God, come in power. Mark us, God. Mark us with your fire. Mark us with your fire, God. And take ordinary people and do the most extraordinary things with them. Take mothers and daughters and grandmothers and fathers and sons and just mark them with your fire, God. Take an ordinary fisherman and make him an apostle, God. Take an ordinary young 17-year-old and make him an anointed healing minister. God, mark us with your fire and take the ordinary and make it extraordinary. Do what only you can do, Jesus. We don't put our trust in horses and money and fame. We put our trust in you, Jesus. Oh, God, touch a people. Touch a people, God. Deliver us from comparison. Oh, deliver us from comparison. Awake us to the true love of Jesus, the Father. Awake us to the love of the Father who says, this is my Son with whom I love and I'm well pleased. And I just, whenever I go to him, that's his response to me. That's his response. I don't meet an angry father. I meet a loving father. God, deliver us from comparison from our brothers and sisters and awaken us to the love of the Father.
Yes. Wow, 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 wow. Wow, thank you for your beautiful, beautiful presence, Holy Spirit. I could see as you were just decreeing out what your Holy Spirit's putting in your heart, Rich, I could see so many of us, probably all of us, being freshly robed in these beautiful golden robes, royal robes, and our hearts being filled with liquid peace, fresh awareness of our, all of our regal identity, that we are sons and daughters of our Father, the King of Glory. Your value is beyond comprehension. And I really felt that he's healing deeply our hearts right now. He's deeply restoring the awareness of our identity so that we can be liberated from comparison, liberated from insecurity, liberated from fear-driven living. We thank you, Jesus, for the liberation that's happening right now by your Spirit as we're being touched and we're being transformed. touched and transformed. Thank you, Jesus. All
Oh,
false identity falling
yes.
away, falling away. It's like an old casket that's been in, we've been encased in false identity. Whew, he's just taking off the casket of false identity once and for all and liberating you, so the core of your being will understand your worth and enable you to love others freely, without self-consciousness, without fear of rejection, without, like Rich said, without comparison. We thank you, Jesus, for the liberation of your sons and daughters now. We thank you for the work that you're doing. We thank you for this new level of relationship that you're leading us into now, and capacity to walk in freedom, 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 freedom. Oh, holy, holy, holy. Thank you, Lord, for a different level of capacity to have relationship now, and to walk in freedom and to release freedom to others. Amen. Wow, we agree, we agree, we agree. We agree, we agree, we agree. You are royalty. We are royalty here to reveal the true nature of who our God is, to partner with him and enjoy the journey. It's a different day, and I could feel his excitement bubbling up inside of the level and the depth of relationship that's opening up now for each one of us with Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, and the freedom and the fruitfulness that will be our experience and stream from our lives because of our union. And I was awake to that, awake
Yes,
to our
God.
value. Amen. Wow. New day, new day,
A
fresh
new
start.
day.
It's a new day. Liberated ones, no more religion, no more false identity. Woo. Jesus, thank you. The body of Christ is sickness-free zone. Amen. Oh, Rich, we could at least float for at least another 5 hours, right?
We're going
Yes.
to. I can't wait. We're going
Yeah,
to.
I know, I know. 3 days of glory. Yay, Jesus. Amen. Oh, thank you so much for being on. I always just love being together.
Oh, thank you, my friend. You inspire me. You inspire me to be with Jesus, and it's a privilege. To be, I really do. I tell people Liz is one of my mentors in the spirit, and it's such a privilege to be connected with you.
Oh, thank you so much. We love you. And guys, thank you for giving us your precious time. I'm so excited for all that's ahead for you. That was a massive shift and a demarcation moment in the spirit. I'm sure you're aware. Look forward to being with you again next week. Have an amazing week. God bless. Hi, if you want to join us for Encounter 2025, and I hope you can, you're either able to be with us in person or you can live stream. It's going to be an amazing experience. Every year when we do this event, people come from all around the world and literally Holy Spirit pours out. We have 3 days together, all as one big family in the glory. And there are many, many miracles, many encounters, many lives changed. It's going to be the first weekend in April. You can jump onto lizwright.org and get tickets. The in-person tickets are selling fast. So I encourage you, if you do want to be with us, it's Yuba City in California. Like I said, first weekend in April. If you do want to be with us, jump on. And then, of course, we have live stream tickets available. And I really, really pray that the Lord will make a way. And I look forward to being with you if you can be. God bless.